Hey there, and welcome to the Two Mom Life podcast, a show for moms like us, balancing it all and ready to live an inspired and full life. Everybody, welcome. I'm your host, Jody Fried, mom of four, Jewish community professional, and mother's empowerment coach. Motherhood is a journey, and on this podcast, inspired by Jewish thought, you will learn from other moms, receive practical advice, and loads of inspiration. Motherhood is messy and certainly not perfect. So here is to mom life, to finding your way, to finding perfect moments. Here is to you. Hey ladies, welcome back to the Two Mom Life podcast. It is great to be here with you today. We are in the month of September, which is very special because we are running a series of mini episodes this month inspired by Jewish thought and the time of year that we're in on the Jewish calendar. These episodes are built to help inspire you, to help provide a few tools in terms of the way that you might think about or approach motherhood. And it's been really fun. It's been really fun to put together these 5 to 12 minute episodes for you guys. And I'd love to hear your feedback. As always, you can DM me on Instagram or Facebook, send me an email, jody@loveadventuremom.com. If you have my number, feel free to text me. I'd really love to hear what you think. Today, we are in the period of the Jewish year in between Yom Kippur, which is one of our holiest days in the calendar, and Sukkot, which is also called the Festival of Booths. And I just want to add that whether you're Jewish or not Jewish, whether you know anything about this or don't, that in these little mini episodes, there is something for everyone. You can take the ideas that speak to you. All right, so Sukkot, the Festival of Booths. In this time, during Sukkot, for about a period of a week, we eat in a hut that we build in our yards. We eat there. A lot of people sleep in these booths, no matter the weather. It's interesting. I've just been thinking about like how is it that we're able to do this? How is it that we sit in this little hut and eat for a week straight? What does this teach us about ourselves? So I want to start with a little anecdote. Picture this. You're home and it is nighttime. It is bedtime. It is after bedtime. And all the kids are tucked into bed. And then one child creeps out, "Mommy," and comes out of their room, "Mommy, I want some water." And then the next child comes out, "Mommy, I'm hungry." And then the next child calls from their room, "Mommy, I need you," right? And like, what goes through your head? So when I'm in this situation, and thank God it doesn't happen so much anymore, but there are definitely those nights, I tend to lose my cool relatively quickly. And that translates into me yelling, "Get back to bed. No, no more water. Dinner was an hour ago. Like, no." And it's sometimes very challenging, very difficult for me to handle. Okay, contrast that to a situation, say when we're camping, right, in the middle of the summer and sunset is like 9:30 p.m. and bedtime comes and bedtime goes and it's bright and light outside and the kids are nowhere near sleeping. And I am totally cool with it. I feel collected. I feel calm. I'm enjoying my time with them. Why do I feel so different? Why does that one situation where they're coming out of bed at bedtime, why is that so triggering versus being on a camping trip? It might be the same time of night that the kids are still up, right? But on a camping trip, I'm so calm and relaxed about it. And at home, I get very uptight very quickly. Why? Number one, on a camping trip, I've primed myself for it. And number two, it's temporary. It's like, I know, everybody knows, it's a short amount of time. It's 1 to 3 days. Very different from a time when you have your expectations set, around how something is going to go, and you're looking forward to having your space and doing what you need to do afterwards. So I think that this is something that we can take from Sukkot, is just, you know, recognizing that sometimes doing something for a short amount of time, when we know something's temporary, it becomes much easier to do. If you're eating outside in the cold for a day and you know that, it's much different than if that becomes your life, or if there's just unknown around that. Something powerful that I think this hat, the sukkah, highlights is that for a short amount of time, for that 1 week a year, it puts everybody on the same playing field. We're all eating outside in a ramshackle building. It's not a mansion versus a shack. And of course, everyone has their standards, and some Sukkot, some of these huts are more beautified and more comfortable than others. But at the core, all they are is a hut outside with leaves for a roof. And I think that we get to learn something from here, and that is the feeling of being one and the same. And it shows us also that at the core, we all are the same. We're all people with a heart, and we're all bound together by that. Then enters the picture the lulav and the etrog. And an etrog, it's a citron, it's like a lemon. And the lulav is our branches, made up three different types of branches. And we use these on this holiday of Sukkot. It's very, very, very symbolic. So the four species that make up the lulav and etrog are this etrog, which is shaped like a heart. And then you have the lulav, which is a palm branch, and it's shaped like a spine. It's stiff. So the four species that make up the lulav and etrog are, first, the etrog. And the etrog is shaped like a heart. The etrog also tastes good, and it smells really, really good. And it symbolizes a person who studies Torah and who does good in the world. Then you have the lulav. The lulav is a palm branch, and it stands way up high. It stands tall and it stands strong. A lulav has a good taste, but it doesn't have a smell. And it represents a person with knowledge, but who doesn't really do good deeds. Then part of the lulav is the myrtle branch. And myrtle leaves look kind of like eyes. And the myrtle, which has a good smell but doesn't have a taste, is like someone who doesn't have any knowledge. It's like a very simple person, someone who doesn't know very much but is just kind. And then we have the willow, and the willow look kind of like lips. And the willow doesn't have a good taste, and it doesn't have a smell. And so that represents the type of person who doesn't have any interest in becoming more knowledgeable, who doesn't have any sense of responsibility toward others. And yet, the holiday of Sukkot is not complete without the combination of these four species and the sukkah, the hat that we stand in, that we eat in, that we pray in, that we sleep in. What is this telling us? What is this teaching us? The sukkah represents, to me, I think, the sukkah represents Hashem. It represents God. God being there always. It's like God's presence. Here we are. We're standing under God with all of these four types of people in all of these different shapes, with all of these different qualities, good and bad. What this teaches us, I think, is that ultimately we are all the same. We were all made from the dust of the earth, or from the Big Bang, or from whatever you believe. We all come from the same place. At the core, we are the same. And yet we are different. And there's beauty in those differences. And that in order for the world to function, all of us, every single one, with the good and the bad, have to come together with God for something bigger. And so what I want you to recognize and take from this episode is that you've got to do you. You have to do you. You get to be you. No matter where you fall on that spectrum, you get to be you. And of course, you can always change and upgrade and let go of old habits and bring into light new habits. But you get to be you at the core. And it is only when you are you that we can all come together and make the world a better place. At the core, we're all the same, but our differences bring us together and strengthen us together. And that means that if there's something that you're struggling with, lean on someone who has a strength in that area to help bring that into your life, to help make you feel better and to help make your experience more whole. That not only fills you up, it also fills them up, right? The mitzvot of Sukkot couldn't be fulfilled with only a partial lulav or without an etrog or without the sukkah. It's really one package, and we get to flex and bring in expertise and ideas from other people and other places to help strengthen ourselves and ultimately to help strengthen and build the world. Have a beautiful week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for choosing to spend your time here with us on the Two Mom Life podcast. I so appreciate it. If you celebrate, have a beautiful, wonderful Chag, Sukkot Sameach, and we will see you next time. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Two Mom Life podcast. If you liked what you heard today, please remember to rate us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you would like to learn more about me and my work helping moms feel filled up and in balance, or helping moms integrate family adventures, big and small, into mom life, or to explore how we can work together, visit my website, loveadventuremom.com, or find me on Facebook and Instagram at the handle Love Adventure Mom. Till next time, l'chaim, to life.